Hello, world. This is Wichita. The Wichita Eagle, the leading newspaper of the Great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come with us on a little trip down memory lane. We invite you to listen to This Is Wichita. Tonight, we bring you a story about one of the last great Indian uprisings in Kansas. It occurred in the summer of 1874. The governor of Kansas received the following telegram, August 8, 1874.
Captain C.M. Ricker informs me that he had a fight with Indians on Friday evening. Fight took place 15 miles northeast of Medicine Lodge. Request you send wagon load of rations for men. Respectfully, Captain Tucker, USA.
And the Wichita Eagle of August 13, 1874 carried the following story.
Indians on the warpath. In addition to the grasshopper plague and the direful effects of the late dry spell, it seems that another Indian trouble has been added to the cup of the Barber County people. It is claimed that Indians can be seen upon every knoll in the vicinity of Medicine Lodge, and that trouble is expected Monday.
These rumors made citizens of Wichita very uncomfortable, to say the least. But in another edition of the Eagle, there appears an interesting letter written by W.C. Woodman. It was a letter which served to soothe the fears of many Wichitaans and residents of southwestern Kansas. It is as follows.
In view of current sensational Indian rumors, much concern must be felt in the minds of many of our readers for the safety of their numerous friends in southwestern Kansas. For their information through your ever-generous columns, we deem it prudent to state no hostile Indians have been seen in this region of the state for years. Bands of professional horse thieves ever roam upon the border. When propitious to their purpose, they assume the Indian, even to murder and scalping, to terrify to a rout the settlers who, fleeing from the supposed Indian massacre, leave much of their stock and effects, which on their return they find have been driven off by these thieving scoundrels who plunder alike the red or white man.
White men masquerading as Indians on the warpath. This is our story for tonight. Before we bring you another drama taken from the many stories to be found in the back files of the Wichita Eagle, we want to remind you that this paper is interested in helping all newcomers to obtain homes and lodging. You'll find many helpful hints in the Eagle's classified advertising section, and any additional information you may desire can be obtained just by calling the Eagle. Read the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. Just 20 cents per week brings you both the morning and evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. Let's listen to the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the direction of Russell Lowe playing the Indian Lament by Dvorak.
Thank you.
Now we lift the curtain on a drama of early pioneer life in Kansas. The story of white men masquerading as Indians on the warpath. Pioneer citizen of Wichita, W.C. Whitman, made the following statement in the Eagle on July 28, 1874.
We venture to assert that for every scalp and horse taken by the Indians on the Kansas border, 10 lives and horses may be attributed to organized white thieves.
White thieves pinning their crimes on the red man. White vultures of the plains. As our curtain rises, the sun is just starting to sink behind a bank of purple clouds in the west. A lonely farmhouse, sitting on the barren prairie, becomes bright with reflected gold from the rays of the setting sun. A woman stands in the doorway of the farmhouse. Her smile of contentment quickly vanishes as she peers eagerly across the sun.
Margaret.
Yes, Mother.
Better hand me that gun.
The gun?
What is it, Mother? Don't know, but I feel a little better with a rifle in my hand. After all, you knew all alone here just now.
Here's the rifle, Mother.
Thank you. Can't figure out who'd be coming in that direction.
Certainly riding fast. Oh, I wish it were Dad and Father getting back from Wichita.
Can't be. They wouldn't be coming from that direction. Glory be.
What, Mother?
That's a man and a woman riding this way.
Yes.
Be in trouble of some kind.
Maybe someone too.
Might be. We'll find out soon enough now.
Indians. Indians on a warpath. They're heading this way.
Join everybody. Burning your home.
Glory be.
Where are you folks from?
Oh, about 6 miles from here. We only had a chance to grab a couple of horses and ride off. They're just my wife and myself.
Oh, what?
Nora, what's the matter?
She's fainted. Here, come on, help her off that horse. Bring her inside.
Oh, thank you. Are there any men here?
Could
we fight off those savages? Maybe we could send someone for help. Much more of this riding. My wife will... Well, you can understand why, can't you?
Oh, bless me, of course I can. Come on, lift this poor girl. She can't be riding a horse anymore. Come on, get her in the bed right now. Margaret. Pull the blankets down.
Yes, Mother.
The young man just placed her feet up there.
Come on,
gently.
Easy.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, can you do anything to help her?
Oh, certainly. I've brought 4 children of my own into the world, and heaven knows how many times I've helped someone else. Margaret, be getting some hot water right away.
Yes, Mother, but he said then.
Never mind, get that hot water.
All right.
Well, what can we do? Do you have a wagon? Maybe we could put her in there. Maybe we could go on. We've got to get away from here. They'll be here next.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, Nora.
I want my baby. I want to live for my baby.
Oh, you're going to live, Nora.
Oh, Father.
Sorry.
Father, he's still after me.
Now, don't worry. You're going to be all right.
No. Oh, they burned up. He drove home again. Everything we owned. We had to leave.
Now, don't you worry. There's some way out of this. There just has to be. The man, you say you just managed to get away with those 2 horses?
Oh, yes. We couldn't even hitch up a wagon. They were on us before we could turn around.
Many of them?
Not too many. A dozen or more. I fired them several times, but it wasn't any use. They just had us outnumbered.
Oh, I can't stay here. They'll be here next. They'll kill me.
Let's get too excited. This is no time for that, not from you anyway.
Oh, but she's right. But you've got a few here men. Oh, we haven't got a chance to hold them off.
Well, 2 of the men folks is on their way back from Wichita. I just got my 1 son. He's still out in the field. He's working. Margaret, see if Todd's heading this way. Ought to be about time for him to come in for his supper.
Yes, Mother.
Yeah, but that won't be enough, will it?
Well, I've got a husband and another son on the way here. They ought to be here in another hour or so.
Mother, I'll go on out and get Todd. He's falling just below that little hill.
All right, hurry, dear.
Do you think we got a chance?
Oh, we've got to, young man. We've got to have a chance. His wife can't be traveled anymore.
Oh, no.
Indians or no Indians, you're about to become a father.
Oh, man. Oh,
Husky cry. Cry, little one. Tell the whole world there's lice in your precious little body.
Is it lice?
Certainly it's lice. Ever hear a dead one cry like that? Oh, now don't just stand there. Lord's sake, we've still got work to do. Come on, here, hand me that blanket.
Well,
go right in front of you, quick. Wrap him up now. Why, he's a fine, big, healthy boy.
A boy? Nora! Nora, did you hear that? Nora!
She's had one fine time. She's gonna pull through, though. Here, come on. Hold her thing. I'll give him a little attention to your wife.
How do you hold it?
Well, just hold it and don't drop it. And stop calling it an it. It's a boy. Come on. Be careful.
My son. My son.
Hush. That's my daughter. Something's happened. What
are the Indians? They come here.
Margaret, Margaret. Mother, please, God. They killed him. He didn't have a chance. They got him. Bob, my son. Oh, Mother.
Hurry back here. He said, they're not Indians.
Not Indians?
No, they're white men.
What?
They're only dressed like Indians. I said they're out in our field, rounding up our cattle. They'll be here next. They didn't even give him a chance. They just shot him.
What?
He said, Russell, lock the doors. God, if you'd not go, Father Ned got
back. Can't do that.
Oh, Mother. I couldn't even do anything. Sorry. I tried to help him to the house. He just fell. He was dying. Last thing he did was to beg me to hurry on to leave him there.
I'll go to him.
Oh, wait. Wait, you can't do that. We'll have to try to shoot it out.
No, no. Don't any of you fire a gun. Not yet.
Yeah, but they'll...
My son said that they were white men just dressed up like Indians. I've heard of that. It's the way those thieves work. They run you off your land or kill you. You make it look like the work of Indians on the warpath.
Mother, don't go out there.
I'm going to be by my boy's side.
But they'll kill you, Mother. They're not far from here, just the other field.
I'm going to see my son.
Wait. I can't let you do that.
Hush. You can't stop me. Use your head. See that come? Don't fire no shots now. We may have a chance. If we just let them take the cattle and raise no rumpus, then they let us alone. We've got to take that chance. It's for your wife and child I'm doing this. Now get out of my way. I'm going to my son. It's okay here. Be quiet.
She comes back. Oh, if they should see her.
She isn't afraid.
No, not Mother.
She's right about not firing at them yet.
Mother.
They haven't come here yet?
No, not yet. They will, though.
I hope so.
Was your son?
Yes. You've gained a son. And I've lost one. Todd was a good boy. A fine, honest, hard-working boy. I wonder if you'd mind naming your son after us.
Why, I'd be honored.
It's getting awful dark, Margaret. Light another lamp and I'll see about getting you folks some supper. Mother, they're coming here.
Yeah, I see the devils. Let me do the talking now, Margaret. Let me do the talking.
Mother, there's one of them. Come on in, white man. You can stop that war whoop noise. You heard me. But you don't have to put yourself out scaring us. If you want our cattle and horses, why, let's take them and come on in and have some good hot supper.
Oh, have nice supper. So you're not scared, huh?
No, not scared. And tell those other hyenas to stop yelling, will you?
I got a sick woman and a tiny little baby not quite an hour old on
all
my
right,
hands.
All right, I will.
Hey, men! Stand quiet! Quiet out there, or it will rain the noise. Everything's all right. Get that cattle rounded up, though. Go on, wait for me. I'm going to be here a little while.
Thank you. Won't you sit down? I'll see you have a good hot supper as soon as I can.
All right. Don't mind if I do. No smart stuff, though, understand?
I understand. Margaret, put on some coffee and get some salt pork and corn cakes fixed. This man must be pretty tired after playing Indian all day.
Yeah. I got a hand it to you, lady. You're all right. Let's take off these feathers.
Just as well. I hope you won't see fit to burn our home and cause us any extra trouble.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that after I get some of your victuals. This good-looking gal, your daughter?
That's right.
Hey, you know, that might be about all
right.
Ah,
wait a minute, dirty.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're talking good sense. I don't like men who get noble, you know.
I can see that.
Oh, if I want a kiss from this here sister, just sort of a nice kiss here. Come here, what's the matter?
Never mind, Margaret. Go on. Go back getting your supper. I think this man will appreciate that, too.
Yeah, supper. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Hurry up. Get some food. I can't be here all night.
You're welcome to rest as long as you can.
Yeah, that's right nice of you, ma'am.
Nothing nice about it. I'm just asking you to do me the favor of not burning the only shelter we got.
I see.
I guess horse stealing and thieving the cattle's all right, but why do you have to burn folks' homes and kill?
Well, now, I'll tell you, ma'am. We're not taking any unnecessary chances on ending up with a rope around their neck, you know.
So you make out like you're wild Indians on the warpath. So you plunder and kill and make it look like the Indians did it.
Yeah, that's right. And then two dead folks ain't so likely to be organizing posses to get you.
Yeah, I see.
After all, we got to work around the border here. No use in us being put out of business just because somebody happens to recognize us.
I reckon you don't think much about the poor folks that worked to get a farm started. About all the sorrow and misery you caused them.
Yeah, you reckon right, ma'am. Hey, how's them vittles coming?
I'm getting them.
Well, hurry up.
They'll be here for you right quick now.
Hey, look out, you. Put down that dog.
Oh, young man, don't be a fool.
So that's your game, huh? Give me the talking to him and have him shoot me. How? Why, you ought to kill him right now.
No. But these don't. He's a fool. He doesn't know any better.
You'll be a dead
fool. I tell you not to do no shooting. Now, looky, you got your hand all shot.
If I'd only been a little quicker.
Hush, you got the baby crying.
Oh, my baby.
Yeah, baby. He's going to be all right. Just to be calm. But this husband of yours is just plumb loco.
Oh, you're wrong. Can't you see what this devil's planning to do? He's going to eat your food and defile your daughters and then kill us. Kill us just as he has the others.
Oh, hush, keep your head. You let me have this hand of yours. Oh, glory be if I haven't got my hand full.
We got to fight for it. What, at least fight for it.
Hey, well, everything all right in there?
Yeah, Pedro. Go on back to the men. Everything's all right. Glad you're watching. We'll be leaving soon. Come on, hurry up with that food.
Come on, hurry, Margaret, you are slow.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
All right, just have patience with it, Miss
Never mind the name.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I hope we can look to you for a little mercy.
Mercy?
Yes. You know, you don't have to kill us, do you? We wouldn't recognize you. You have that war paint on your face and... We haven't seen your other men close.
Yeah, you'd still recognize me. You'll see me too close.
Oh, but if I gave you my word, if we promised, you just couldn't kill people like this little baby and this mother and all the money in the world wouldn't be worth doing that for, would it?
I'm only thinking of my own.
No,
neck.
But this little baby.
Oh, you see me too close. Yeah, what did I tell you? As soon as he eats, he'll do it just the same as he does the others.
Is that true?
Yes.
Margaret, pick those dishes up. Hurry with his food.
Mother, if you just...
Never mind. Get him a good supper. Do as I say.
That amuses you?
Yeah, you're all right. Yeah, I like you. You're all right. Wish I. How about you use the parking?
Just as well.
Nah, you're not fooling me, ma'am. You're just waiting around and hoping something will happen. And I'm just watching.
All right. I'm not going to get all scared and worried. I've lived a pretty long, full life, and I got no particular bad things on my conscience. So I guess I can take death all right. But look, couldn't you just spare the baby?
Ah, who's gonna take care of the brat?
Well, come on, take it into town. Take it into Wichita or some town. Any place where there's some sort of nice white woman and leave it there and give it a chance to live. Would you do that?
I'll see.
I'll get it all wrapped up nice and I'll put it in a basket. Oh, could you do that? You could, couldn't you?
Well, see, I said.
Oh, thank you. You ought to do that. You see, there's a special reason. Out there in that field, my son's lying dead.
Yeah, I know.
Did you kill him?
Yeah, I had to. Had to talk to him, find out what I wanted to know about this place, and I had to shut him up.
So that's the way it was.
Yeah.
Margaret, got that supper about ready?
Yes, Mother.
Here, let me see how you've done it. Glory be it. This sure isn't very appetizing this way. Well, let me fix it. Come on, get out of the way now. I want to get in that cupboard. Oh, you didn't put no seasoning in it at all. Ah, here we are. I'll fix it nice for him. Guess my daughter was a little nervous. But that isn't so bad. Come on now, sit down here and eat. Well, there you are.
This is it, huh?
Yeah, it isn't the best food, but maybe you might enjoy it.
Maybe you might enjoy it, too. Come on, sit down.
Oh, but I'm not hungry.
I'll bet you're not. Not hungry for that slop loaded down with poison?
Poison?
Yes, poison. What do you think I am, a fool? I've been sitting here just resting and enjoying myself and watching you act so smart. So sure of yourself. You don't fool me. You know you're going to die less than you can stop me, so you're ready to do anything, yeah? Anything to make time, sure, even to let me kiss your daughter.
Now, wait, young man.
There you are.
There's nothing wrong with that food. Why would we have poison?
Why would any house have it? You kill off rats in your grain bin, don't you? Arsenic's very good for that, you know that. Give up, you old fool. You haven't got a chance.
Now, don't take that kind of turn of mine. All I asked you to do was to see that baby lives. He's a nice, fine, good little boy. And he'll grow up and be something. He's grown. I reckon a lot of this wild country will be pretty well settled. And he ought to have a chance to live and to enjoy it. Now you got us folks just where we can't do nothing, but there's no sense in being downright ornery about all of this. Oh, come on here.
Well,
you can enjoy yourself.
Silly old fool. I'm not eating that.
Would you if I ate some of it?
Don't worry. You're gonna eat some of it.
All right. Mother.
Hey, what's the matter? What's she starting for? Scared to death, huh?
I guess she is a little, but...
Sure she is.
Here's my first bite.
Mother!
It's all right, Margaret. You're pale. No use to bother anymore. Mister, you're downright correct about me figuring on putting arsenic in that food. I admit I went over to the cupboard to do it, but...
Sure.
But see, I'm sort of like old Mother Hubbard. My cupboard was just bare. No poison. Look for yourself. The bottle's empty. I just remembered that my husband's going to get some downtown. He's there now, so you're safe. See? I'm eating it, and it's all right. I'll eat bite for bite with you.
Empty, huh?
Yeah, you're smart. Had everything all figured out.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm lucky that bottle wasn't full. Guess I'd
but
be eating
smart.
Poison right now instead of some mighty good vittle.
Good, huh?
Sure are good. Better have some.
I am. I'll get out. Well, give me some of that.
Sure. Let me pour you some coffee. Sit down there.
That's good. I didn't know I was so hungry. You said something about a husband in town.
Yeah. I'd hoped he'd come along, too. First time my husband ever failed me when I really needed him.
Husband, huh?
Oh, I've been working my mind and Doing just as you say. Trying to make more time. I guess I'm glad my husband didn't get here. I guess I am.
You ought to be. He'd die like the rest of you.
Yeah, he'd do his best to try to save me. But guess he wouldn't have much. Much. Oh!
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Oh, why, nothing. I...
Don't tell me you...
Nothing! I'm not feeling too bad. Not no worse than he will, right? Quick-like.
What do you mean?
Yes, well, mister, you... it was poison. I dumped the whole hog bottle in it in there. And he ate it like a hog, eating slop. He ate it worse than Pester and I did. Look at my face and the misery that's there. And yours is going to look just like it, so your face is.
Well,
it won't take long at all. Quick, young man, now here's your gun. Grab him, hold him, just a little while. Now use your head, boy. Wait till he dies, and then change clothes with him. Put on his Indian duds. If you're real careful, like his men will think you're him, and I'll follow you. Just lead him to the death they deserve, and... Oh, don't cry, Margaret. Don't cry, dear. I'm mighty happy. I'm watching him die, too. He killed my boy, and I got him. See that Pa gets a right nice grave, and when you see your father, tell him I'm awful sorry I couldn't have a good supper for him. I forget, young man, name that. That boy, Todd. That's for my boy. And be sure you use your head. See that these devils get those ropes they're so afraid of.
No, let me. Help me. Help me. I don't want to die. I'll give you.
You can't give me nothing. You can't buy me up. So you're scared, are you? Well, I'm not. I'm dying. I'm not afraid. You and your kind are dying. And someday all this country will be free of the likes of you. You can't destroy what me and my kind are fighting for. Someday all this country will be safe. Safe and free from the likes of you.
And so our curtain falls on another story from out of the pages of Kansas history. Inspiration for this drama came from the summer editions of the Wichita Eagle published in 1874. This is Wichita, is presented every week by the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. We call your attention to the change of time in the presentation of this show. This is Wichita will be heard each Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, beginning next week. The Wichita Eagle cordially invites you to tune in next Thursday to another story of This is Wichita.
This program is produced in and presented from the...